We're in Simen Tov Tzadik Tes. We're up to Siv Gimel. We'll be doing Gimel and Dalet. Behema shenishchata biyantif mutar lahagbia ora. After you slaughtered an animal on yantif, Chazal were matter picking up the hide, even though the hide is inedible. You're not going to eat it on yantif. This is a hachana. Nevertheless, if you don't pick up the hide, it's going to get spoiled, and we're afraid that people will not shecht on yantif because they're afraid of losing the money of the hide. And they'll end up not having Simchas Yantif. In those days, they didn't have freezers. If you wanted to preserve your meat, you'd have to make it taste preserved. You'd have to salt it a lot and dry it out. If you really wanted fresh meat, the only way to go about it is to shecht on Yantif itself. So they were afraid if they wouldn't be matir, moving the being metaltel, the hide, and taking it off the animal, then a person would not want to shecht in the first place. Not only that, but you're allowed to velitna b'makom drisis or a golem. You're allowed to put it in a place that everyone's going to step on it, which is the beginning of the processing of the hide. Afal pi she'eino lav basar klal. Now, if there's meat on it, then it's not mukta. But even if there's no meat on it, the halach, and it's mukta, chazal were matur it. Umuter limloach olav malicha kala kederach shemolchim litzli. You're allowed to put a drop of salt on it, the way you do litzli, meaning for something that we're roasting, not something that we do for bishol, when you're going to cook meat, so you have to do a good salting. But this is just when you roast meat to kasher it, you put a little bit of salt in it. Umuter laham laharim. You're even allowed to trick. What does that mean? Limloach, kan miut, v'kan ma'at. You're allowed to do a little bit of malicha here and a little bit of malicha there. Ad sheyimlach is kulo. Until the whole thing is salted. Avalem nishchetam erev yantif aser. Chazal were only matir this if you did shchit on yantif. So that you shouldn't lose the hide, so that you will not refrain from shechting on yantif, and you won't have simchas yantif. But if you shechted on erev yantif, then chazal were not matur it. Now, what happens if on erev yantif you pulled off the hide, but then it got late and you didn't get a chance to do anything? Could you on yantif do a little bit of salting? So there the Mishnah Berurah brings down that if you didn't have time on erev yantif, you could be makel, but if you had time, just didn't do it, then you could not be makel. The Mishnah Berurah is also mistapek. If it was shechted on Yantav Rishon, can you pull off the hide on Yantav Sheni? Says the Ramah Hagav, notes shalov dino kamo ba'or, demudr l'taltalan kede latznion kamo ba'or. Feathers too, you're allowed to put away if by not putting them away they're going to get ruined and you're going to be losing something out of it. Any feather that is roy to be a duster, then the Mishnah Berurah says is not mukts in the first place. Siv Dalet, in Molchin is a Chalovin. Now, Chalev is Osir. Why do they salt Chalev for? They would use the fat as candles. So you're not allowed to salt the Chalovin, Velo Mahapkin Behem, and they would also turn them over. You're not allowed to do that. Afilu L'shotchan Al-Gabi Yaseidis, even to have them dry on top of nails or something, Afal Pishanishlu Tabi Yontev, even though it was slaughtered on Yontev itself, because it's not so much of a hefsid, Chazal did not think that you're going to refrain from shechting. V'chein osu l'mloach basar aleim ba'aver. You can also not go salt meat over them in a way that they're going to get the salt. It's also to do that as well. Now, the chalev itself, first of all, salting chalev is osur because of the malach of ma'abed. We paskin ain ibud ba'ochlin. That's only real food. There's no ma'abed in. Chalavim, it would be considered food for that. Now, furthermore, the Magen Avraham says that if it was shechted on Yontif itself, then the chalev is really nolad. Because up until now, it was part of an animal, and now it becomes something that's also bachila. And you can only use it for lighting. Whereas if it's shechted on Erev Yontif, it's not considered nolad, and there you're allowed to move it around on Yontif itself, because there it was already considered ready for candles as soon as you shechted it on Erev Yontif. So when it came into Yontif, it never had the Shem Muktzah.